It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor. Neighbor. Hi. I'm thinking about a certain ball game today. A certain kind of ball game. You guess what it is? Well, I've shown you different balls in the past. This is the one I'm thinking about today. It's a golf ball. See, it's a small ball. Golf ball. And this is a golf club. Hit the ball with the club. I'll show you why I'm thinking about it so much. A friend of mine by the name of Carol Mann, here's a picture of her. A very fine, tall woman who is the greatest woman golfer. And she's going to come to visit today. This one looks as if she's looking down here at some ball that she has to get out of the sand or something. Here's another picture of her over here. See how she gets down to look at the ball there? She wants to get that ball in the cup. Well, I might just try hitting this along the rug here. This is called a putter, this kind of club, because you putt with it. See? Putt it. Get it into a hole. Let me see. Should be able to make a cup out of something. Maybe make the cup out of a cup. Get one in the kitchen. I fish. That's a good one. That's a plastic one. We'll feed you later. Here's some tape. You see, if I put this down on the floor like this, it might just move all around. And I want it to be still so I can get the ball into it. So I'll put a little tape on the side. Do you know anybody who plays golf? Almost everybody likes some kind of ball. Now, I know toddlers who like to play ball. They just push the ball along, then they run and get it, push it back. All kinds of ball games in the world. Now, there's my cup. I'll try to putt this ball into the cup. Almost. See, then you take another shot at it and try to get it in. Let's try once more. Other side. See, it doesn't always go in. Hey, that might be nice just to do it without the club. Ha. In golf, too, there's another thing that you do. You don't use a putter, but you use another kind of club, and you swing it way back. But I might hit something in here. I think I better take it outside for that. And I'll take this, too. We could putt along the sidewalk. Come along. the game of golf on my mind. Put that there. See if I can get it in from here. Hey, that's nice. I guess I don't dare swing it too far, because there are a good many houses around here. Yeah. One more. Almost in.
Hi, Fran, what are you doing there?
Hey, France. I'm doing some putting. Did you ever try?
Sure, I'd like to. Can I? Yeah, let me try. Yeah. A couple there. Yeah. Put it right there. I'm not very good at this, but I'd like to try.
That's what gets you better. Hey, that's fine. I'm going to go in and get another stick. I don't have another club, but I think I can find a stick inside. Will you stay with Mr. Clemens? I'll be right back.
Okay. Not quite. A little closer. Whoops! Glad I looked behind me. I was about to take a pretty big swing. I could have hurt you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm interested in golf today because Carol Mann's coming.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, the great woman golfer.
Oh, well, I've heard a lot about her. Maybe I can meet her.
Yeah, I'd like you to. Talking about swinging and hitting, I remember one time when I was a little boy. This is just a yardstick. But I tried hitting like that, and I hit some little boy my age. Sit down, will you?
Thank you. Sure. What happened after that?
Oh, my mother got angry with me, and I got angry with my mother. You know how it goes. Mm. Children get angry with their parents, and their parents get angry with them. And at any rate, he wasn't hurt badly.
Well, you know, everybody gets angry sometime or other. In fact, I can just imagine golfers get pretty angry trying to get that ball into that little cup sometime.
Yeah.
Just won't go in.
No, but that's why they're always out on the golf clubs, you know, with their golf clubs practicing and going on and on. You know, I've seen golfers practice for hours every day, and they weren't even playing in a tournament.
Speaking of practicing, you know, that reminds me of one of your songs that I like. You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can hope or wish or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it. You did it. You did it.
And there's a good feeling about having done it when you've done it all yourself. I hope you can meet Carol. Can you come inside?
No, as a matter of fact, I can't. I'm going to have to give a lesson very soon. But I'll come back later. Maybe I can visit with her later.
You're a singing teacher? She's a golf teacher.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Let's take it in, okay? I don't see her anywhere yet. That'll give us some time for make-believe. You've got to do it. Every little bit. You've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. For you did it. I think I'll just use the tree. You did it. You did it. What do we pretend? Let's pretend that Henrietta Pussycat is writing a letter to Colette, thanking her for those dresses and things that she sent her from France, and that Mr. Clemens is with her, okay? And let's pretend that X the Owl is somewhere waiting for Henrietta with his golf club. All right, let's see what happens in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Clemens. compliments, meow.
Hi there, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
How are you?
Meow.
What have you got there, a letter?
Meow, meow, letter, meow, wrote, meow, Colette, meow.
Oh. Would you like for me to read it for you?
Meow, meow.
Sure, you'd like to hear how it sounds.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Dear Colette, your old dresses are my new dresses now. I like them very much.
Mm.
Queen Sarah fits in the green hat better than I do, so I gave it to her. I am sending some of my old clothes to little Anna, because they will fit her better than me.
Yeah.
You are my friend. Love, Henrietta. Henrietta, that's a fine letter.
Meow, meow, you like it, meow.
Sure, I like it very much.
Meow, you think meow Colette meow like it?
Oh, Henrietta, I know the Colette's gonna like it. And Henrietta, it's very, very nice of you to send some of your clothes over to the platypuses.
Meow, 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 get them, meow.
Oh, all right.
Meow, 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 here they are, meow, meow, box.
Okay.
Meow.
Would you like for me to take them over for you?
Meow, please.
Okay. Hey, and what about this letter? Do you want me to take it too?
Meow. Meow want to copy meow again.
Oh,
meow,
I see.
Meow, pretty paper. Meow, pretty writing.
Okay, Henrietta. Listen, where's X?
Meow waiting for me somewhere, meow. Meow, meow going for a fly. Meow, meow, meow finish meow letter.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you have a nice time.
Meow, meow.
Bye-bye.
Meow, meow.
La 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 la. Hey, hi there, X.
Oh, hi,
I didn't know you played golf.
Oh, I've been doing all sorts of things here today, just kind of knocking my clubs here. Just practicing, you know. Mm-hmm. Is Henrietta through with her letter to Colette?
No, I'm afraid she isn't, X. She says she wants to copy it over in her best handwriting.
Boy,
on some pretty paper.
Oh, wish she'd hurry. I've been out here just knocking my clubs and waiting and knocking and waiting and knocking.
Well,
and
now, X, you know how important that letter is.
Yeah, I guess so.
So you're going to have to wait a little.
And
you'd better be careful swinging that club. You just may hurt somebody one of these days.
I know. I'll be careful. Tell Henrietta to hurry up. I've been here too long already.
Okay, I'll see you, X.
Okay, bye,
you take
Professor.
Care. I think X is a little annoyed with Henrietta. Hello? Is anybody home? Is anybody home?
Oh, I'm home. Hi, Mr.
Hi there, Clements. Elsie Jean.
What can I do for you?
I've got a package for you.
A package for me? Why, whoever from?
It's from Henrietta. She says that there's some dresses that maybe little Anna might be able to wear. Would you like to see them?
I'd love to see them, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I remember her wearing
that. Isn't that pretty?
And Anna will grow into it real soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's outgrown them now, but she says that they'll probably just... Isn't
beautiful.
That beautiful?
Oh, I love that color.
And look at the lace.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. And the third one here.
Oh, Dr. Bill will love that.
Isn't that beautiful?
Cute. Isn't that pretty? Oh, I can hardly wait for her to get into it.
Here, I'll put them back in for you.
All right. Henrietta's so good about sharing things.
She certainly is.
I'll thank her when I see her.
Hey, hi there, Corny.
Oh, hello. Can't stop now. Sorry.
He's always in a hurry. You know that, Corny.
Oh, I know.
Here, Elsie Jean, I think I'm going to go help him up there.
He has a big load. Yeah, would you hand him down?
Sure, I'll pass these in.
Thank you so much.
Hey, look at.
Oh.
Thanks
I'm
for bringing
sorry.
The dresses.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Just when I needed to be getting home here. Oh.
Hey, what happened over here?
Well, Corny's box has got knocked down.
Well, are you all right, Corny?
Well, I'm all right, but look at my boxes,
and
I'm in such a hurry.
Here.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't look like any of them are broken.
Can you help me?
Sure, I can.
Oh, thank you.
Everything will be just fine, Corny.
They better not
there
be broken.
Are.
Boy, they're important to me. I have a sale tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm very sorry, Corny.
Well, I hope so. I really hope so. I'm in such a hurry.
Oh.
So long there, Corny.
Well, I mean, he just walked right into me. I mean, he wasn't looking.
Well, now, X, he was carrying a lot of boxes, and I thought you wanted to be careful.
I did want to be careful, and I was careful, except that once.
Well, I know it's hard to be careful all the time, but when you swing a club like that, well, somebody just might get hurt.
I know. I feel so angry. I don't know what to do.
What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you can go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop anytime. And what a great feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady and a boy can be someday a man.
A stop when I want to. Boy, I think I'll just stop this right now.
Hey, X?
Yeah?
I wonder if Henrietta's finished with her letter yet.
Hey, maybe she is. You know, I was a little angry with her for taking so long.
Why don't we go and see them?
All right, let's go.
Okay. Here, I'll take this for you.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Come along. There are some things that people do when they're angry that hurt other people. But there are many things that you can do when you're angry that don't hurt other people. Sure. What are some of the things that you do? Some of the things that Mr. Clemens sang about? I know some children who have made up mad dances that go like that, you know? And fancy ones, too, you know? Yeah. That must be Carol Mann. Look and see. Yes, it is. See if you can recognize her now from the picture that I showed you. Hi, Carol.
How are you?
Welcome to our neighborhood.
I'd like you
to know my friend.
Hello.
Were you able to bring the things that we talked about?
Well, I think so. I remembered a glove and some shoes and my clubs, and I brought this filmed of me playing golf.
Oh, good. That's an added treat.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to show us first?
Well, I think the equipment that I start with, just the way I would start a day to play golf.
Okay.
I put on my glove. Just about every golfer has a glove.
Just one?
Well, no. Use a glove also to add color to your outfit.
No, but I mean, do you just use it on one hand?
Oh, yes, just on one hand.
Oh.
Yeah. And what the glove helps you do is it helps support the club in your hands, and it also keeps you from getting blisters in your hand. The left hand is the one that would hurt more if it were uncovered.
I see.
So you wear a glove for that.
You wear their shoes, too?
Yeah. These shoes are very special.
Oh,
they're called golf shoes. And the top of them is regular, but the bottom is very different.
It has spikes, huh?
Yeah. These spikes are to help the golfer stay planted in the ground, to keep the golfer from moving. Yeah, grips, yes.
Really gripping, firm thing.
Yes.
So that you can just stand there and swing.
That's
all
right.
You want.
Yeah.
Well,
and
glad
then,
to see this.
With the clubs, these are the irons.
Irons. Are they made out of iron?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, they're different, aren't they?
Very different. That's a club. This iron, with a very straight angle, doesn't send the ball very high, but it sends the ball very far.
Way out this way.
Yes.
And what about this one?
This club
makes it go high?
Yes, with a different angle on the face. It sends the ball very high and not so
far.
Up
like a scoop.
Yes, it is like a scoop.
Hmm.
Very much.
So these are the irons.
And
that's why they're called iron.
Yeah.
Oh, they have numbers on the bottom.
That's how you can tell them apart. The two,
2 iron and a 9 iron, huh?
Yeah. Because there are 14 clubs in your golf bag.
My goodness.
And you have to be able to know which one to pick.
Just by the place that your ball is lying, huh?
Yes, and where the green is. And also you remember from how much you practice.
Yeah. What about the ones with these gloves on?
Well, these are called head covers.
Oh.
Because they are covering up a very precious thing called, in this case, the driver. It's a wood club.
Oh, this is made out of wood?
Yes, it is made out of wood. And you can see perhaps the
Is it one
different,
piece?
Well, no, it's all different layers of wood that have been pressed together and aged to make into this golf club. So very great care is taken.
I guess so. What about this? Is this made out of steel, too?
Yes, it is made out of steel.
What about this one? That looks different.
Well, that's a club. That's a very old club, and it's one that I started with years and years ago.
When you were a girl?
Yes. It's very different. It has a wood shaft. And it looks very old because I used it so much to learn how to play golf.
You must feel very special. You always carry it around with you.
Well, until it comes time for a tournament, yeah. Because there are rules.
But this is made out of wood, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not steel at all. Old-fashioned club. Well, I'm glad to see that. Does this film show you out on the course playing?
Yes, it does.
Let's go look at it, all right?
Fine.
Come on in. Right over here is our projector. We call it picture-picture.
Okay.
We put it in there, and then we can watch the film.
I wear glasses when I play golf, so I'll look a little bit different to your friends in this picture. I got out of my cart, and I was walking up to the area on the golf course called the tee. And I put a tee into the ground with a ball on it, and I'm using the driver. That big wood club,
mm-hmm.
And I'm concentrating very hard to send the make sure I send the ball where I want it to go. Make a big swing, and
Looks
the ball.
Looks like it went far.
Yeah, it did. It went about 250 yards. Mm. In golf, we measure in yards,
that
and not
far.
In feet. Mm. And the ball is straight down the fairway. There it is.
And you go find it, huh?
Yeah, you do. Sometimes you can't find it because you hit it in the water.
What's that little car?
Well, that's a golf cart, and that's run by batteries. It's electric.
Boy.
And I've already selected my club. I was using the pitching wedge for this next shot.
You wanted it to go high, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and not very far. So I make a little smaller swing, and I send the ball up and over a trap and onto the putting green.
It's green because it's grass, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, the whole golf
13.
Course. Yeah, that's one of my favorite holes, the 13th.
I think Friday the 13th would approve.
You have to be very careful when you take the flag out of the hole and put it down gently on the greens. Mm-hmm. And when you're putting, you should line up carefully or see where the ball is going to go, which way it's going to curve.
Into the cup.
Yeah, and then make a little practice stroke.
Did you get it? You've got it. I guess you were happy.
And I was very happy because that was a birdie.
Mm.
It was a three.
A three means that you hit it three times to get it into the hole.
Yes.
A birdie.
Yes.
Oh, how nice. Boy, am I glad that you... I have these pictures. I wondered if I could have one for my collection.
Certainly.
Could I?
Certainly.
Or maybe three.
Would you like all of them
yes.
for your collection?
I really would. You're a fine friend and a fine golfer. Oh, excuse me a minute.
All right.
Oh, it's my neighbor. Just a second. Come in, France.
I saw the golf clubs on here, and
She's
I wanted...
She's here.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are
Lynn.
You?
I'd like you to know Francois Clemens.
Pleasure
nice
to meet you.
You.
I've heard so much about you.
Thank you.
We've heard a lot about golf. Come on in, can't
well,
you?
I really can't stay. No, my lesson took much longer than I thought it was going to take, and I've got to get down to the bus station to get back to the city.
Oh,
I wish I had more time to be with you.
Well, I do, too, but, you know, speaking of the bus, I think I've stayed a little bit long, too, and I have to catch my bus.
Oh. Well, I'm grateful that both of you would come. You know, he's a singing teacher, and you're a golf teacher.
Oh.
So So it's two teachers together.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't we walk together?
Fine.
We can talk some then.
Good.
Okay.
All right, I'll tell him a few things about golf.
Great.
And thanks for introducing us.
Thank you.
Well, I've wanted you to know each other, and I've wanted my friend to meet Carol for a long time.
Let's see if we can get these.
Thank you
very much for having me in your neighborhood.
Oh, we're glad to have you, Carol.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll give you a little help there.
Thank you.
Bye, friends.
Bye-bye, friends.
Yep. Both of those people are teachers. I like to think about that. Carol Mann, who teaches people to play golf well. Francois Clemens teaches people to sing well. I like them both. They're both friends. You're my friend, too. Gives me a good feeling to know that we can visit with people like that. What do you think about that? I mean, when you see people who are really great at something that they do, does it give you a good feeling to know that you can be great at something that you do too? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We talk about lots of things, don't we? You and I. I like you just the way you are. I did yesterday, I do today, and I will tomorrow. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Why?
Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.